It's funny how a horse race mirrors a horse's career. Years of training, hours of television coverage, hats that strain credulity. And then the gate goes down, the horses are off, and the whole thing is over in less than 3 minutes. The race itself is just the tip of the iceberg, and a horse's racing career is only a small part of their life. Barbie Moline of Florida Thoroughbred Retirement and Adoptive Care, or Florida Track, works with horses after they've left racing. Moline says every horse comes to them with different needs.
Some have injuries that they need stall rest or that they're going to need, treatment such as a bow tendon or a knee chip, something along those lines that are going to require, some stall rest and some rehabilitation. Other horses are ready to start their retraining after an extended period of time.
Florida Track takes in horses from the Culver and Gulfstream racetracks. And Moline says it relies on racetrack support to fund its operation.
Every race that's run, a portion of that purse money comes into our fund to help, support the horses because it's very expensive for feed and hay and shaving.
Florida Track's mission is to place their horses in permanent adoptive homes. And Moline says the animals have the versatility to be successful in many different roles. According to Moline, former racers go on to be show and hunting horses. Some even go into mounted police units. The horses running in Saturday's Belmont Stakes are only 3 years old. So it's a good thing someone's planning for their retirement. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.